our friend Stacy kind of said, hey, anyone interested in going foraging? And that's kind of when I started thinking about other things other than berries. And then Amy had been picking spruce tips for a long time, and so had done spruce tip salt. And I think that just kind of expanded. And then one year we discovered fireweed shoots, and then we were like, what are we going to do with them? And then we got together with our friend Sarah Lewis from Cooperative Extension, and we started making pickles, and we were like, we should do a foraging group, and we had talked about that. And I think that's kind of when everything really bloomed, and we talked about getting kind of a group together. And then this last November, we got together, and we started kind of creating the idea of a foraging and feasting. So we would go out once a month and do a hike, forage what we found, and then we would like put it together and make some sort of meal. And that kind of expanded what we had been doing.
Okay. So Amy, what's that been like to get that group together and go out? Has it been exciting to make it all happen?
It's pretty fun to have something that goes more than just kind of a one-time thing that goes throughout the year, and you can see different parts of the foraging season. And it's been a really fun synergy for us to work with the Cooperative Extension, because Karina and I are both writers and teachers and cooks, and to get to combine that is really fun. And Sarah Lewis, who runs the Cooperative Extension program, has provided the infrastructure and the organization, and it just, you know, allows us to do this thing that we love to do and experiment along with other people and share with them.
Do you have a favorites forage foods that you really like to work with?
It depends on the time of year. I mean, in the spring, we both loved nettles and spruce tips, and who doesn't love berries? And now the mushrooms are coming up, and so maybe not a favorite. Maybe, you know, what happens is I get a crush on something pretty much every year. And this year it was kind of rose petals and dandelions. And we're thinking next year, already thinking ahead to sea vegetables. We're really excited about looking at seaweed. So
then that wears off for when the next thing comes along.
You keep doing the things that you know, but it doesn't have that sort of newness and excitement where you want to kind of do everything you can think of about one particular item.
Yeah, and it's been fun doing the foraging and feasting like monthly, just to kind of think about how to incorporate them into recipes. And so kind of taking what kind of flavors of the forage items that we're doing combined with recipes that we know and we love, and adding those foraged foods into it and really creating something that's quite new and unique. And so it's been fun, and I think that's compiling or having a cause or an event that you have to kind of compile recipes has really made us a lot more creative and inventive in that way this year. At least it has for me. Yeah.
You'll be putting together an amazing menu Sunday, and I'm going to that dinner. I'm very excited about it. Can you talk a little bit about, are there products that you're working with down here that you don't normally work with that you're excited about, or are these things you're pretty familiar with?
Mostly familiar. We got offered sea cucumbers right at the last minute, and Karine and I both said, well, we've never cooked with sea cucumbers, but why would we turn down that opportunity? So we are going to be creating a dish with them that I'm really excited about, sort of combining sea cucumbers and actual cucumbers into a Japanese-inspired salad. And so that's one of the great opportunities about being in a new place is trying out the new things that are local to that area. Most of the things that we're working with, I think we both come from Juneau and Petersburg share a lot of the same kind of flora, and so the same kind of forage items. So a lot of the things are similar.
Anything else we should cover or talk about?
I guess I would say that one of the things that Karine talked about was, you know, finding things that are new to you and just having a little bit of extra courage to use them. So we just really like to encourage experimentation with a new foraged item. For me this year, it was something really mundane. It was dandelions, and I found a lot of new ways to make use of them, and it was a lot of fun and really exciting. And one of the ways I did that was by thinking of things that I love to make anyway, and then how can I put dandelions in that? So that's kind of one approach that's not necessarily as intimidating as taking something entirely new and then coming up with something entirely new to do with it.
Right. And the leaves you're talking about specifically?
I was talking about the buds and the flowers and the stems. The leaves are edible too, but actually you can use all parts of the plant.